USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. This Christmas Day 2021 is shaping up to be another dicey day for air travel. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed more than 2,100 flights just today, and more than 5,900 have been delayed or scrubbed altogether around the world. No major U.S. airports are reporting any operational issues. President Biden wishing the nation a Merry Christmas in a tweet this morning. He also wished that time with loved ones be filled with warmth and comfort and joy. It comes a day after the President and First Lady visited children at the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C.
We have a son named Bo, and we have a grandson named Bo. And look at the door.
LA's famous Staples Center officially gets renamed tonight as it's now being rebranded as Crypto.com Arena. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The world's biggest, most powerful space telescope has a Christmas morning launch from South America.
James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
The $10 billion telescope heading about a million miles from Earth, and they'll be looking for new exoplanets. A Carnival cruise ship has been denied entry into Aruba because of COVID-19 concerns. The company saying the ship Freedom was denied entry to dock at the ports of Aruba and Bonaire, located near the northern coast of Venezuela. The company says some on board the Freedom, without specifying how many, are in isolation after testing positive for COVID-19. NFL fans have a lot to look forward to on this Christmas Day. The Cleveland Browns are going to be meeting the Green Bay Packers at 4:30 Eastern, and also the nightcap features another matchup with postseason implications as the Colts take on the Cardinals at 8:15 Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To many, the 2020 election seems like ancient history, but there are some Georgia poll workers who are suing Rudy Giuliani in the aftermath. And here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two Georgia election workers sued former President Trump's legal advisor, Rudy Giuliani, and One American News Network's parent company, and its top officials, over election fraud claims after the 2020 presidential election. Wandria Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, claim that the parties spread false statements that resulted in harassment and threats to them. Moss worked as a voter registration officer in Folsom County, and Freeman was a temporary worker during the election. Giuliani, along with OAN's parent company, Herring Networks, and its chief executive, are listed as defendants in the defamation lawsuit. The claimants allege that the defendants aired false stories that election workers were plotting to conduct illicit ballots to tip the race towards then-candidate Joe Biden, claims that were proven false by Georgia officials.
And to North Carolina, where a police chief is now on unpaid leave after he apparently told officers where they could get a COVID vaccination card without actually getting the shot. Oakboro Police Chief T.J. Smith on leave for at least 2 weeks, and then he'll be on probation for at least 6 months. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.